Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, May 17th, 2015. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host. We're also going to have Paul Joseph Watson joining us in the second hour. In the next segment, Alex is going to be joining us with a special report. He's got a special report about, essentially, we've been under a lot of attack lately, and he's going to break down some of the more ridiculous attacks for you. We are over the target, and when that happens, we get a lot of attacks. I'm also going to go over, there's a lot of news that's on InfoWars today. Listen to some of these headlines. UK Prime Minister David Cameron proclaims, it's not enough that you follow the law, you must love Big Brother. Listen to what he actually said. Here's the quote. This is from David Cameron. For too long, we have been a passively tolerant society, saying to our citizens, as long as you obey the law, we'll leave you alone. What's he going to do for people? How is he going to change this now? I don't really understand the contract as it's going to be changed in the UK. You know, we have contract law, not a dictatorship in the West. Supposedly, we have contracts like the Constitution, like laws that are written by our legislatures, things that recognize the fact that when you obey the law, you are left alone by the government. That's been the contract. That's been the fundamental contract traditionally in English and American law for centuries. So now he's saying for far too long we've done that. We've just been passively tolerant of people who obey the law, but that's not enough. We're not going to leave you alone if you obey the law. Now, a lot of people tweeted this out and said, Glenn Greenwald said, this is really the mentality of Her Majesty's government. It's now not enough for you to obey. You must love Big Brother. Quite frankly, I don't see anything in that about loving Big Brother. I see them analyzing every aspect of your life, as we've seen the NSA do, looking at your social media, looking at your metadata from your phone company, following everywhere you go, tracking and taxing you, and constantly analyzing you to see if you are doing something unusual. I mean, that's the whole aspect of mastering the human domain. You know, people are talking about Jade Helm 15. That's what concerns me, is the aspect of the surveillance state, the idea that they are going to analyze everything that you do in a pre-crime type of way. They say they're not looking for anybody that's committing any crimes. It fits perfectly with what Cameron is saying in the UK, because this is being brought out, rolled out, and all the countries at the same time, just like the TPP. They're saying, we're not looking for criminals. We're just looking for things that are unusual. And then we'll decide if that's something we should be worried about. Well, let's look at some of the things that they're doing now. We've got a North Carolina woman that's being evicted from her own land because she's living in a tent. Why is she living in a tent? When she was hooked up to the septic system of the local county, they dumped tons of raw sewage onto her property. She disconnected that. They tried to clean that up, and she refuses to hook back up to that. She wants to stay on her own septic. She's got a tent now where they've damaged her property, and they say, no, you can't do that unless you are a licensed campground. That's what they're telling her locally. We're seeing that kind of tyranny everywhere. Look at the mandatory vaccines. That's now taken another step in California. The state bill that's there has passed the Senate. It is moving on to the House. People there need to be awake, and that's not the only state, unfortunately, where this is happening. This is happening everywhere. Changing the term of informed consent, taking away our ability, our rights as human beings to look at what we're being given, to have a discussion with our doctor, to see what we agree with, what's appropriate for us, and make those decisions. No, they change the language. They say it's no longer informed consent. It is a personal belief exemption. It's just what you think. It doesn't really matter. We're the ones who have all knowledge. We'll tell you what's good for you. And you don't have any rights. You just have the exemptions that we give you. We're going to take those away. I think it's interesting to see how they use language. You know, for the longest time, we've seen Democrats talking about being pro-choice when the only choice they wanted to give you was whether or not you were going to abort your child. They certainly are not going to give you a choice about what you put into your child, how you medicate or treat your child. Stay with us right after the break. We've got a special report from Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
Regardless of what...
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
My friends, my fellow freedom lovers worldwide, we're broadcasting worldwide on this live edition of the Alex Jones Show, Sunday, May 17th, 2015. Now, there's a lot we're going to be breaking down today, and we're going to cut back in a moment to the studio and David Knight live, breaking down the latest news and information. And then I'll return tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with a weekday broadcast. But the first thing I want to talk about today is why are the people and why are governors and senators and House members not trusting Obama, Homeland Security, and the leadership of the Pentagon when they promise that there's nothing nefarious with military operations like J-Helm? It's because we live in a climate where we've been lied to on so many fronts over and over again, and we've seen Washington engaged in dictatorial power grabs at a monumental level across the board. And we see a dinosaur mainstream media that continues to arrogantly say they've never lied, they've never deceived, and they don't work for special interests, and that anyone that questions the official narrative is a tyrant. Now, before I get into some of these latest lies, let's just talk about the new Mad Max movie that I've now had a chance to see so we can critique that. It's okay if one movie out of 10 has an anti-male, anti-family, woman cult worldview. It's that every major movie coming out now, and the video game industry and others admit that there is a directive by the suits, by the old men that run it, to make it about a women against men paradigm. And in this movie, all the men are genocided by the women because men are inherently bad. And women are inherently good. And it's every new movie that comes out where they advertise it's some movie with a guy, because women and men like to go watch heroes. That's just a fact worldwide. They lie and say it's a movie about guys fighting. And you go see it. And it is a movie about how men are inherently bad. Listen, I'm not in a war against women. It's divide and conquer by the globalists. That's simple. They're dividing us along every line, and there's so much propaganda. It's come out now, last week, that the NFL is paid every time they make a touchdown to cut the troops in the audience to create a Pavlovian event so you associate your team winning or a touchdown with troops. And my point is, just be aware of the propaganda. I'm not against women having their rights. I'm not against troops. I am saying be aware of the manipulation and the control that's taking place and realize that in the name of a lot of good things that are pushed, we're being sold a lot of bad things. Let's go over here to the computer and let's look at some of these latest news articles on this Sunday edition. Arctic ice shelf could crumble, says NASA study. They never even develop new lies. They know the public doesn't know how ice shelves work, how glaciers work, north and south, the Arctic, the Antarctic. And when Al Gore got his Nobel Prize in 2007 for his film An Inconvenient Truth, which has been proven to be a total fraud, you know, the saying that polar bears can't swim and stuff like that when their numbers are up fivefold since 1955. Look it up. Just type in polar bear numbers explode worldwide, you know, from Russia to the north of Canada. And he got up there and said that within 7 years, we're going to see this particular ice cap totally melt. Well, we're going to show you the satellite shots of the Arctic and Antarctic, where they've both gotten bigger since 2007 in that speech. The truth is rain and snow fall on them. They build up, and then they slough off and flow to the sea. They always have. You can read Roman accounts of being, you know, in the north of Europe on the coastlines exploring and seeing mountains collapsing into the ocean. I mean, this goes on. Polar bears are the greatest land animal swimmer. They don't drown. Penguins are not all dying in the south. And I assure you, this is what glaciers do. Al Gore has been proven to be wrong. We're going to show you some of the satellite images in a moment from NASA. Now NASA has come out, meaning they're politicalized scientists. So we don't send humans to space anymore. That's all for robots, so we just get dictated to by NASA. That the ocean's going to rise 11 feet, and basically there'll be water in Austin, Texas in most areas. I mean, just crazy made-up bull. If one piece of the southern Antarctic glacier breaks off. So let's go over some of these articles. This is Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera was here in town interviewing me last week. They looked at me straight face and said, there is no gun control. There is no move to take guns in America. You're making it up, Mr. Jones. The piece airs next week, and I said, no. There are gun bans in all these cities. The Brady campaign says they want our guns. And they go, no, they don't. Just like they're going along with the lie that the Arctic ice shelf could crumble, says NASA study, and we'll be under all this water. Myth of Arctic meltdown. Stunning satellite images show ice cap is thicker and covers 1.7 million square kilometers. Look, and it's the same thing for the south. This is the Arctic ice shelf. This is 2012, and you can see this is 2014. Much bigger, with the entire northern passage for ships completely blocked off. I mean, that is a fact that he said that by 2013 it would be completely gone, and it's now the biggest ever recorded by satellites. Here it is, CNN. Study raises concerns over big, rapidly thinning Antarctic ice. And they first said this back in March, but it was back on TV today, so I went and looked it up. Okay, let's continue. Here's Al Gore saying that the experts were saying that it was all going to be melted by 2013. Here is that audio and video.
The third and the fourth. And the consistent conclusion, restated with increasing distress, is that something basic is wrong. We are what is wrong, and we must make it right. Last September 21st, as the northern hemisphere tilted away from the sun, scientists reported with unprecedented alarm that the North Polar ice cap is, in their words, falling off a cliff. One study estimated that it could be completely gone during summer in less than 22 years. Another new study to be presented by U.S. Navy researchers later this week warns it could happen in as little as 7 years. 7 years from now.
There he is. This is the same Nobel Committee that gave Henry Kissinger an award. Now we're going to go to a break in a moment and come back with David Knight and go to part two of my report here. But I'm going to continue the time I have left to break this down. We'll be going about 7 minutes here. All right, now continuing, there is Al Gore. Now this is the rich eugenicist that give Henry Kissinger an award for peace when he's a total warmonger. This is the eugenicist that want to be able to organize a global government around taxing all carbon while ignoring all the serious real environmental things that are happening. Okay, let's continue. They're the same ones ramming through what Republicans are pushing with Obama right now. Republicans claim enough votes to pass fast-track trade bill, even though it just failed in the Senate. Now, let's continue. This is the same elite that aren't sending humans into space now, that are saying everything will be done by machines in the future, that humans really weren't that good, that they're going to merge with computers. These are human-hating scum. And then we read about the incredible drought in California and other areas. And I've had meteorologists on from California who show the videos and show the Doppler feed of wet weather systems coming in that would normally rain on the state and the whole West Coast. And then these aircraft take off on radar and go and fly in front of it. You can just type in chemtrails and NASA satellite videos, photos, and block the weather systems. And I've had Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, on when it was declassified a decade ago, admitting that in the 60s they could control and steer and create or kill hurricanes. And his job was to dry out the north of Vietnam and starve them, but flood the central areas where the war was going on. That's all declassified. Meanwhile, they call me a kook and dangerous in Ceylon for talking about weather modification, the fact that it's a real science now basically perfected, geoengineering. But HAARP itself is able to ignite the atmosphere. It's so powerful. I've had the director of HAARP on the broadcast. Now, let's just continue here. All right, folks, Alex Jones here on this live Sunday Worldwide Edition. We'll be right back with the conclusion of this report, and David Knight is riding shotgun.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, live here in Austin. We're going to be joined by Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. But before we do, here's the rest of Alex Jones' special report.
Well, let's just continue here, breaking all of this down. You have all these huge shadow projects going on that are incredibly classified. But the patents on all of these Eastland systems admit, with these Tesla technologies, that it can literally turn the atmosphere into a weapon system. And there is the article attacking me, amongst other things, for saying that there's weather control. All right, now, this, if you're watching us on TV, if you're a radio listener, just search UN Treaty on Weather Weapons, 1978, Convention on Prohibition of Military and or Hostile Use of Environmental Modification Techniques, and it goes through all the signatures, the signatories that go over this. And now that we're back from break, again, I just want to direct all the TV viewers and all of the radio listeners to go look up the Weather Weapon Convention. You can also look up Secretary of Defense William Cohen, admitting that they have weather weapons, admitting that they had developed those and that other governments had. Because you need to understand, we just don't say, hey, it looks like California is a weather weapon. Dubai, Saudi Arabia, and others have already begun greening hundreds of thousands, in some cases millions of acres, by putting up towers like HAARP that actually energize the atmosphere in a way that makes the water particulate, the nuclei, come together, or it resonates potash and sand and things in the atmosphere to make them resonate where water sticks to it. Okay, you just spray other chemicals, it makes water disperse and not form droplets. They're now creating the first domed cities in the Middle East and Dubai and other areas. But here, we're going backwards. And here, people are so ignorant, they don't even know this stuff exists. Here's a headline, Daily Mail. Could clouds be zapped by a laser to stop it raining? Scientists to discuss plans to control the weather. Here's another one. Dubai City, world's largest shopping mall. Again, that's the Weather Channel. Here's another one. The Atlantic, the science behind human-controlled weather. Now, they go on to say, hey, geoengineering could save us from global warming. They're trying to introduce it to the public like it's brand new. And they're like, oh, Bill Gates has a big company that can control hurricanes and can make it snow or make it rain. When there's Department of Energy programs and others that we know exist but that are classified, spending one program, $5 billion a year to manipulate the weather. And that's what I'm getting at here today. We're not living in 1942. We're living in 2015, and the elites, in their own words, have compartmentalized incredible technologies and not deployed them to the public. Anything we are given, whether it's a new thermostat or an iPhone, is Trojan horse designed to track, control, and run our lives and tax us. All the new cars are coming out to tax you by the mile. Told you that 15 years ago. This is a very predatory system, but they're leaving the baubles, the entertainment, the trinkets, the ceremonial vestiges of liberty there. So the public is basically playing and having a good time while the globalists have the incredible scientific breakthroughs, build their technological reservations, build their corporate reservations separate from humanity. We have a breakaway civilization taking place. And people need to force a major debate about this. And that's why Jade Helm is so exciting, because we can force a debate about militarization of police. We can force a debate about federalization. We can force a debate about Obama acting unilaterally, even outside of executive orders, on the borders, on energy, on guns. And people are getting fed up with the power structure, even though they don't know one-tenth of what's really going on. They understand that things aren't right, and they have a bad feeling. And so the mainstream media, the corporate media, is going to engage in disinformation, damage control, and is going to misrepresent what we say and do, and is going to cherry-pick what we say and do to try to demonize us. Because InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and Ja'Kari Jackson and David Knight and Leanne McAdoo and the rest of the great crew are simply saying what the public's already thinking and pointing it out. We're not even connecting the dots now. We are simply breaking down the fact that there are control freaks and social engineers that really enjoy manipulating our civilization and our future, and it's a very anti-human future and civilization that's being built. Now, I'm going to throw it back live here on the Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. I did the Sunday show last week. I'm only doing part of it here today. I've got some family in town, and I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central with a weekday transmission. But David Knight's got a bunch of news on the TPP, all these globalist treaties, the latest on them trying to start race riots in Cleveland. We're probably going to be sending our reporters there and so much more. But whatever you do, don't take independent media for granted. Spread the word about InfoWars.com. Start your own small media operation. It will grow. Whatever you do, speak up, be heard, vote with your dollars, support transparency and freedom, and realize that the corporate media has gone completely rogue with the rogue government. They know they've committed crimes, and they're going for broke. They are cornered. They are very, very dangerous. And they want to keep you ignorant about science, about weather modification, about social engineering, about social Darwinism, about how they're using anthropology to control us. They want to keep you ignorant about militarization of police or the Army's admission that they're being given the mission to take on the American people. That's why the public's concerned, because a minority of the public of every race, color, and creed is aware of what's happening and is concerned. And no amount of demonization is going to ever shut that down. You may have 50% of people that will be happy to be slaves, but a large portion of the other 50 will not comply and go along with it. And that's why the power structure has become so arrogant. They think they're invincible, but they're starting to find out that that's not the case. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and throw back to David Knight here today on the Sunday broadcast. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWars is under unprecedented attack right now by the establishment media, because what we're saying is so on target, and we couldn't be getting this word out or funding this operation without your help. So I want to thank you all today for what you've done. I want to, in closing, encourage all of you to visit InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. That's how we pay for the websites, the news, the reporters, the equipment, the servers, the infrastructure, the operation. Is you purchasing the high-quality products? We've got 20% off on some of the most amazing nutraceuticals out there, like Supermel and Superfemale Vitality. We've got some other discounts running as well. We have the new Prostaguard, formulated to have a fusion of 10 ingredients known to really help your prostate and supercharge your body. And it's all available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And again, we couldn't do it without you. Please tell folks about the free podcast. Please tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, where there's the free video feed. Tell folks about the YouTube channels with about a billion views total, 500 plus million on one channel. The truth is popular, and as Ron Paul says, we can legalize freedom again. So I want to salute all of you for your support and your prayers. I'm Alex Jones, signing off from the front lines of the InfoWar. We now take you to the InfoWars.com News Center and David Knight live.
Stay with us when we come back. We're going to be talking about the upcoming week. We have a big week. We're standing on the cusp of tyranny, a secret trade agreement. We have Canadian laws that are being changed retroactively, as well as a massive new law in the UK. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Doing,
good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Supermel Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Supermel and the Superfemale Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs. Harvested tested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want it stunned and dumbed down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your super male vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
In Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in. And I hope that judge.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. We're going to be joined in the next hour by Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. And of course, there's been some big news in the UK. There's big news all over the globe. We see tyranny right on the cusp of shutting down freedoms that we have enjoyed for centuries, especially in the UK. Let's take a look at this new counterterrorism act that's been announced by David Cameron and the Conservatives right after being reelected. Michael Krieger of Liberty Blitzkrieg points out it's not just those domestic extremists and crazy conspiracy theory kooks who took serious issue with UK Prime Minister David Cameron's recent overtly fascist language. Well, let's talk about this. Would you have thought that it was hyperbole or exaggeration for somebody to say this? We've been telling you this is going to be happening for quite some time here at InfoWars. Alex Jones has been talking about this, documenting the plans to do this for a very long time. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to see that this was in the cards. You could see that this was coming. They're incrementally moving towards this. Now, listen to what he had to say in introducing this new bill. David Cameron, Prime Minister of the UK, said, "For far too long, we have been a passively tolerant society, saying to our citizens, as long as you obey the law, we will leave you alone." So now the presumption is that they're not going to leave you alone if you obey the law. That has always been the contract. Max Kaiser did a video about it, talking about the 26 scariest words, kind of referring to Reagan's 9 scariest words in the English language, where he said, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help you." Now we have David Cameron saying, "We've been tolerant of people in our society, saying, we'll leave you alone if you obey the law, but that's not going to happen anymore." And so people are asking, well, what are they really planning on doing? Well, here's what The Guardian reports. The Guardian says the measures would give the police powers to apply to the High Court for an order to limit the harmful activities, quote unquote, of an extremist individual. The definition of harmful would include a risk of public disorder, a risk of harassment, alarm, or distress, or creating a, quote, threat to the functioning of democracy. How's that for broad? See, what they're doing is they accuse anyone who questions the official government story, anyone who questions the contradicting, obviously false stories that come from the authorities. If you take exception to that, you're labeled a conspiracy theorist. People will say, you're trying to scare the public. No, the means of taking down our centuries of common law, respect for the rights of the individual, innocent until proven guilty, the contract that if you obey the law, you'll be left alone, and the idea that we should have some input as to what those laws are, all of that is being taken away by conspiracy, because they're working together on this, and quite frankly, under our charters that are centuries old, whether it's the Magna Carta or whether it's the Constitution, they're working together to do something that is prohibited by those charters. That is the legal definition of a conspiracy. It's not a theory. And they are the ones who are using fear to destroy the foundations of Western society, using also political correctness. Now listen to what else they said. They would also include a ban on broadcasting and a requirement to submit to the police in advance any proposed publication on the web and social media or in print. There goes free speech. Because, you know, you might scare somebody, you might offend somebody, you might concern people, you might say something that would harm democracy, quote unquote. Not mentioning the fact that taking away our free speech harms democracy. So you would have to get prior permission to broadcast, to say anything if it's at all controversial. Now, the person who's putting this through is Theresa May. They comment and say, essentially, she's saying nonviolent groups that are currently not breaking any laws should be criminalized by creating new laws. Bring me the man. I'll find the crime. You understand how that's working? Now, another comments on this. What they're pointing out is that this is a comment from the Islamic Human Rights Council, because, of course, it'll be probably directed at them at first. Remember what Pastor Martin Niemöller said about Nazi Germany. First they came for this group, then they came for that group, then they came for me, and there was no one left to help me, because they had taken everybody else away. We have to stand up for freedom of speech. So this is what they had to say. They said the Counterterrorism and Security Act moved us one step closer to a police state. The current set of proposals is the Orwellian nightmare, with all the trappings from vague concepts such as British values that the government manipulates to persecute its opponents to using thought crime to silence them. Precisely, because this is all about pre-crime. This is what we're seeing in America as well. This is the most troubling aspect of Jade Helm that I personally see. The idea that human domain analytics, that activity-based intelligence, these ideas that have been percolating in Washington and the intelligence community, the military community, homeland security, domestic law enforcement, this is what they're using the NSA for. They're using it as a broad surveillance of the public to see what pops out, so they can then focus on the people that they might be political enemies. Maybe they're political dissidents. This is something that has gone on for a very long time. You know, many people, I would say, not all of us, but most people are familiar with the Church Committee hearings about the CIA. Those were the hearings where you had Richard Helms and others talking about the CIA's assassination programs, attempts to take out Fidel Castro, showing particular type of guns that people had never seen before that were going to be used for assassination. That was all very sensational. You may not realize that there was another hearing that was going on in the House. It was called the Pike Committee. And the Pike Committee looked into the NSA, not just the CIA. It was a far more insightful investigation, quite frankly. At that point, nobody really knew that the NSA exists. For the longest time, they said it stood for no such agency. So they didn't even know that it existed at that point in time. They certainly didn't know where it came from. Now, the head of that committee was successful in getting the NSA to testify before his committee. And one of the reasons, listen to this, one of the reasons he was able to get him in was because, as part of the testimony of the CIA, they pointed out that they, as well as the NSA, no such agency, were collecting massive phone surveillance, massive data from people, collecting their mail, their phone conversations, using AT&T, using Western Union, using the post office. They were spying on people. It was a very, very primitive operation, especially compared to what they can do today. This was in the 1970s. So he was able to get the NSA head to come in for the very first time to even talk about an agency that nobody even knew existed at that point. And he wanted to know where their charter came from, because they'd been talking about the CIA violating its charter about spying on people domestically. And he said, where did you get your authorization? Can we see the authorization for it? And he says, well, certainly. You can go down and you can look at the charter at a government location outside of Congress. You can't put this on the Senate record. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like our Trans-Pacific Partnership that's coming up for authorization this week? You're not going to be able to, we can't see how this massive trade treaty, which goes far beyond just trade, it affects copyright, it affects pharmaceuticals, it affects so many different aspects of our lives, it affects our very sovereignty, it elevates corporations to the level of governments, and it's all being done in secret. Well, that's how the NSA was created as well. It turns out they didn't have a charter. Turns out they were created by executive order, a series of executive orders by President Truman. You see, all this stuff that Obama is doing, it's accelerated. Certainly everything is accelerating. Everything is getting worse. But it is an incremental tyranny. They've been creating the legal infrastructure for this for a very long time. And it is accelerating. And it is getting much broader in its scope. I want to just read you a little bit of the back and forth between the head of the NSA and Congressman Pike, who had the committee. Congressman Pike was very upset. He said, you're talking about a document that sets up the entire NSA. It's one which all members of Congress are entitled to seeing. To which he said, no, it's got secret material in it. And he says, it seems incredible to me, frankly, we're asked to appropriate large amounts of money for a paper that we can't see how that agency is authorized. And yet, that's what's going to happen this week with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We can see how it worked out for us with the NSA. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more news.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why, why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Measles is activating on a mass scale. Now, due to the vaccines and
iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me and my misfits way of life.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, here live in Austin on this Sunday, May 17th, 2015. We're going to be joining Paul Joseph Watson in the next hour from the U.K. He's going to break down some of the news there, and I was just talking about the massive counterterrorism bill that has come out in the U.K. Very frightening the way this is worded, saying basically for far too long we've been very tolerant of people who just obey the law. We've left them alone. Those days are going to end because they're going to be fine-tuning everything that you do. They're going to be looking at everything you do, analyzing everything you do, and mapping it out. That's what the thrust of the NSA has been for a very long time. Going back to 2001, remember James Clapper, the guy who was asked by Ron Wyden directly, are you doing dragnet surveillance in violation of the Constitution, in violation of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act on the American public? Are you doing dragnet surveillance? And no, we're not really doing that. Now, go back to 2001, September 2001, actually. That date may sound familiar to you, 9/11. James Clapper's first directorship was director of geospatial intelligence. Their directive was to map the human domain into the geographical domain, to look to see what people were doing, what they thought, who you are, who you know, what you do, and put it in a political, religious context, a cultural context. Going from nations, they said they've been looking at different nations down to different regions, and now they wanted to take it down to the individual because technology allowed them to do that. And so that's what we have when we look at the Jade Helm logo, mastering the human domain. You need to understand what human domain analytics are set up for. This is really boots on the ground for the NSA. There's no other way to describe it. And, of course, it was McRaven himself, the former head of Special Forces, that sold the Special Forces 2 years ago in 2013. He was talking about how they had to reinvent the Special Forces. People thought of them too much as kinetic operations, as jumping out of planes or fighting on the ground. They wanted to get back to their roots, back to psychological operations, to manipulating people, to ferreting out people that might be a threat to their regime, to their plans, and shutting them down beforehand. Matches perfectly with what our surveillance state is doing all over the world. Look at this story from Canada. The Harper government is retroactively rewriting their gun registry law. Well, actually, the gun registry law has been changed, and some people want to get access to information about it, very much like the FOIA request that we have here in America. There was a concern that if they were allowed to look at this, it might expose criminal charges against the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. So what did they do? They quietly changed the law. They quietly made it illegal to look at any of those memos. So much for freedom of information. That's Canada. And, of course, in Britain, they're talking about in the name of protecting the democracy there, having prior consent for anything that people are going to publish or to write about, and elevating political correctness and thought crimes to a level that we have never before seen. We've all could see this coming, but it's where it's coming. Now, of course, this next week, we're also going to have the Trans-Pacific Partnership being brought up for a vote. There was a attempt to do a to stall it by the Democrats. They shut that down. They went to cloture. They're not going to have anything beyond voting this week. They will vote for whether or not they're going to take the recommendations, this treaty that has been negotiated in secret for years by corporate lobbyists. They're going to put that before the Congress. And they say they're going to give us 2 weeks to look at it. Now, you need to understand that this is a vast new treaty, this trade agreement. And it is about many things other than trade. And it is not about free trade any more than the bailout of the big banks that collapsed real estate markets was about free markets. No, this is crony capitalism writ large. This is legislation that has been created by these corporations. And this is something that after they show this to the Congress for 2 weeks, it'll be a straight up or down vote. There'll be no amendments, no changes allowed. But as Senator Sessions, one of the very few people who has gone to look at it because they've kept this secret, you have to, you can go in, you can read it, but you can't talk about it. You can take notes, but you can't take those notes with you. But Senator Sessions went in and talked about it in a general way. And he said, it is a living document. Once this thing is passed, they will be able to add new nations in. They will be able to change every aspect of the treaty. So if this treaty doesn't have anything in there about gun control, they can easily put this in without any further input from our legislature, from the Congress, from the Senate. So understand, there's not going to be any amendments in the two-week period that they have to take a look at this. But after that, it can be freely changed by these corporate lobbyists. And so John Rappaport asks, he says, what law says that the text of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP, must remain secret? Congress has to stay silent? Under what authority? Is there a law in the U.S. forbidding disclosure? Name that law. Can you recall anything in the Constitution that establishes secret treaties? I can't. Is there any prior treaty that states the text of all treaties can be hidden from the people? No. I can see no authority anywhere that justifies withholding the text of the TPP. Now, like I said, this is about far more than free trade. Many countries have pushed back against Big Pharma. Many of them don't have the kind of copyright protections that we have in this country, or they don't have their drugs copyrighted for as long a period of time. I want to play for you a clip from a Danish doctor comparing big pharma to organized crime. Here's that clip.
My name is Peter Gertje. I'm a director of the Nordic Cochrane Center in Copenhagen and professor of research design and analysis at the University of Copenhagen. 2 years ago, I found out that our prescription drugs are the third leading cause of death after heart disease and cancer. Our drugs kill around 200,000 people in America every year, and half of these people die while they do what their doctors told them. So they die because of the side effects. The other half die because of errors. And it's often the doctors that make the errors, because any drug may come with 20, 30, or 40 warnings, contraindications, precautions, and so on. No doctor in the world knows about all this. So they give patients drugs that they should not have given them, that interact dangerously with other drugs or food items or so on. And then the patients die. That's the other half. So the other thing I found out 2 years ago was that much of what the drug industry does fulfills the criteria for organized crime in U.S. law. And they behave in many ways like the mafia does. They corrupt everyone they can corrupt. They have brought every type of person, even including ministers of health in some countries. So there is a huge amount of corruption. In my country, for example, Denmark, we are regarded as having very little corruption. But yet we have thousands of doctors on industry payroll, although we are just 20,000 doctors. So this is an effective kind of corruption. The drug industry buys the professors first, then chiefs of department, then other chief physicians and so on. They don't buy junior doctors. So when several thousands are on industry payroll, it's really, really bad. And that's why I wrote my book, Deadly Medicines and Organized Crime, How Big Pharma Has Corrupted Healthcare. I hope to convince patients not to take so many drugs, because so many die from the drugs they take.
Absolutely. And yet we have legislation across the country that will hold a gun to our head and force us to take vaccines that the big pharmaceutical companies have already negotiated that they have no liability. If you haven't heard of the vaccine court, you need to look that up. They have no liability, yet they can force us to take their product, and they can withhold from us things that we want to take that are good for us. Now, if you want to take control of your health, one thing you can do to support our operation as well as support your health is take some of the safe and effective natural ingredients that we have at the InfoWars store. Of course, we just have a new product, Prostaguard. It's on an introductory sale right now, $5 off of the regular price as an introduction. This is something that will allow you to take control of your life. InfoWars Life is a blend of antioxidants and plant-based nutrients. This is a formulation in Prostaguard that is not only the highest quality out there, but it is a formula you can use on a daily basis. It gives you saw, palmetto, lycopene, plant steroids, and zinc. Many things that will help you to balance the hormones in your body, especially for men as they're getting older. Stay with us. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk to Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. We'll be right back.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.